Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Michelle Pache. And I'm here today with Dr. Rice as host. We warmly welcome you to the show and thank you for choosing to be with us. Today is Thursday, December 19th. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1 and that puts you into queue to talk with Dr. Rice. We encourage you to call in with your comments or questions because then you actively strengthen and deepen your process. So now let's welcome Michael in the process of learning and practicing forgiveness.
Well, thank you, Michelle. This is actually Jeannie, but I will give you. We're changing roles here, aren't we? I'll give you Michael here in just a moment. We're loading the car up, and so he's putting things in the back of the car, and I'm getting ready to put things in the front of the car. So anyway, we welcome you to the show. Michael and I are in High Springs, Florida. Beautiful day. A little bit cooler than it was when we were down in Pompano Beach by about 30 degrees. But we are headed to Tennessee for a Tennessee Christmas, and that'll be with my family. And then we'll be heading on up to Missouri to be with Michael's children for New Year's. So anyway, we're on the road and it's part of the traveling. And so we welcome you all to the show. Mind Shifters Radio is about Aramaic forgiveness. And that is not the way this culture typically looks at, you know, we interact and I become angry and but I forgive you for bringing up my anger, except the culture says for making me angry. And we know that nobody can make us anything. It's all internal. And so here we are. Aramaic forgiveness is I'm going to go inside and remove whatever it is in me that doesn't belong. Had an interesting thing happen before we go to see if we have any callers. We were setting up to go to Costa Rica again. We've been invited to participate in an intensive. And at first it was just going to be all women, and so I was invited, since I had already done a women's retreat this year, I was invited to come and be a keynote speaker. And then they decided that they would also open it up and invite men too, so Michael was invited to be a speaker. So we've already set that we were going back down. We looked at tickets. We could fly out of Atlanta cheaper than Tennessee. So we worked it all out. So in February we were going to go back down and do that. We got an email last night from the lady who's hosting it, and her other two facilitators decided that we were out of alignment with their joy and self-exploration. And it's like, how can love be out of alignment with joy? And so I'm working through some things that brought up for me of sadness that they've backed out of what could be an awesome event with them. And also what comes for me is, oh, it's my fault, you know, because they had it all set up. And then once we said that we would join them, then it's like they back out. And so it brought up a lot of stuff for me. So I've had to work through that today and breathe through that. And so forgiveness is me going inside and removing the parts of me that have sadness or guilt about it. And we're going to have a Skype call this afternoon and see where we go from here. But anyway, we welcome you to the show. And that's kind of a personal description of what forgiveness is really about. And so I don't know, Michelle, is Dr. Tim with us?
He is.
Okay, so if you or Dr. Tim, either one, have anything to offer on that, I am open.
So to clarify, have they invited you to come down but said they won't participate, or they have uninvited you? What's happening?
No, they have backed out of it. And so it's left at, you know, the lady that was hosting it, this was going to be like, you know, her last hurrah there at her ranch. And the other people that were going to be facilitators were doing yoga and Nia and conscious movement and art and things like that. We were the only ones that were going to be there bringing, for lack of a better term, some mental exercises and going inside and really looking, you know, internally at some of the dynamics and things like that. I know the other is awesome and can move you into that direction, just like meditation. But to really get deep down inside, you've got to go in and do your own work. And it's mental, emotional, spiritual. It's all together. And so they backed out on her. And so it's left her with just us, and which I don't mean to say that it's just us, but, I mean, we can do that. But it just brought up a lot of things for me. You know, she had this whole program laid out of, you know, that they would do, you know, certain exercises or yoga or whatever in the morning with this one teacher and maybe do art. And then I had a two-hour session, and then they would do some more art or conscious movement or whatever, and then Michael would have a session. So they had it all blended of how it was going to work. And the two teachers just said, you know, that we were not in alignment with their purpose. And it's like, I don't see how that can be true. But so, yeah, they backed out on her and have dropped off of the schedule.
So currently it's just you and Michael as presenters?
Right. And so there again then, which we can do that, but by being joint with them, one of the things that was going to happen is each one of us would bring our own group of people. You know, we've got a few weeks away and we could possibly build that, but, you know, it's like, can we build a big enough group to go down to Costa Rica to make it beneficial, you know, for to even do this workshop? Because one of the other things is that Michael and I, all the money was going to the center and the host, and we're doing it for free. That was why at first we kind of hesitated whether we would even do it, because it's like, okay, the cost of the flights. But then there were other things that we can do while we're in Costa Rica. You know, we've been talking the last few days about some property that we found down there that would be an awesome facility for doing this. And so we thought, well, while we're down there then, you know, we'll do this intensive with these people, and then we'll go on down and we can check out a little further and in more detail about this other property that's down there that's available. So we thought, okay, you know, it's kind of a good combination, and we can put a couple weeks to good use and get to do an intensive down there too and meet some other people that do intensives and workshops down there. So we thought it would be a really good connection all the way around. So we decided to go ahead and do it. So it's an unpaid event for us. So it's like, where do we go from here?
I think you said it in the beginning, in your opening, you go from here is to do some worksheets and some breath work yourself, and then get on the Skype call and see what Ruka has in mind.
Right.
Which, as usual, will probably be major blessings and opportunities for growth for everyone involved.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, you know, we've never ventured into anything that's not a lesson for me. So.
Jeannie, what information did these folks have about Michael that they based their decision on? Has Michael ever had any communication with these people directly?
He has not. I had a conversation with them several days ago. We had a Skype call. And at that time, it was going to be women only. And so they, you know, didn't talk to Michael. They just talked to me. And they wanted to kind of, you know, they had never heard of us. And so it was like, you know, kind of give us a little update of what you're about. And so I started out, you know, I said, well, we usually start our workshops out and ask people, you know, to describe holding a newborn, the essence of that newborn. And they both had. So, you know, all of the people that were on the Skype call, you know, gave their words, awesome, miracle, wonderful. And I said, you know, well, that's your very essence. That's who you are. You know, we were created in the image of the Creator, and it says that God is love. That's who you are. And all of those descriptors are some description of love. And, you know, then I went on to, with the second list of, you know, have you done something you regret? And the difference in the two, and that those other energies, the guilt, the shame, the fear, those don't belong in us. And so forgiveness is about removing that so we can get back to being who we were designed to be, and that's love. And, you know, then I gave them their website and said, you know, you can go out and my bio's out there and everything. Turned them off, believe it or not. It's my purpose statement. If anybody goes to the website and looks at my purpose statement, I mentioned God four times in my purpose statement. And they said that that's just not in alignment with what they're about. And now this isn't the person that holds the retreat and that owns the place. These are the other participants that said this. And it's like, okay, if you go back and everywhere that I've said God, you replace it with the word love. You know, it's, you know, that I'm now going to use all of my abilities to follow love and not man. And that, you know, and I mean, everywhere in it, and it's like, how can that be out of alignment with anything to be our true essence, who we're designed to be? And I said, you know, I stand firm on my purpose statement, and you know, if you want to change the word God to love, that's okay. But other than that, you know, I will not be rewriting it. It's a purpose statement that I've worked on for years, and I feel like it's in total alignment. And so it stands where it stands, and I guess the rest of the rocks fall where they may.
Are you breathing, Jeannie?
Yeah, a little bit with a little challenge, but yes.
Yeah, and so what would you say is coming up around someone rejecting or attacking your mission statement?
It's a defensiveness, I guess, and a feeling like, and I know it comes from a lifetime of feeling like I have to explain and defend myself and prove myself. And I guess prove worthiness would be a big one. And, you know, it's like there's a part of me that says, okay, you know, well, what if then we back out and say, okay, we won't do your intensive. Let them come and do their yoga and their art, and we'll just leave it at that. And we'll do whatever else we do while we're in Costa Rica. We have non-refundable tickets, so we're definitely going in February. And, you know, I offered to do a whole page on the website to promote it, and because they were talking about getting a web designer and all this. And I'm like, you know, why pay for something that we can do for free? So let's, you know, I'll do that. I'll design a page, and, you know, you all can send me the material and your descriptions and all those things, and I'll put it out there. And, you know, it's just like, so I guess they went searching on the website, and so, you know, now it's like, okay, do we back out so that they can continue with whatever their agenda was, or do we stick strong and say, okay, we'll move forward and you know, promote it out and,
well, so it sounds like you're in the let's figure it out phase before you've resolved the emotions behind feeling attacked or rejected.
Good point. Good point. Thank you, Dr. Tim.
And the ancient Aramaic talks about how your perceptual mind is the light for your earthly life. It's what's supposed to help you navigate this world so you don't walk into walls or, you know, hurt yourself, and that you can get where you need to go when you've decided with your conscious logical mind where you need to be. But if your lights are out, if the light for you is darkness, nothing's going to work well. You're not going to see anything clearly. And in the ancient Aramaic, that word darkness referred to hostility or fear. And it sounds like, with the energy in your voice, from what I know of you, that you're feeling something pretty far removed from loving and accepting and gratitude. And I wouldn't venture to label the emotion you're feeling, but I'm guessing from the tone and the rate of speech that it's something closer to darkness than light. And our work here would be to support you in restoring that light of love and creativity and joy and compassion and aliveness to your mind before you decide to do anything else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I actually told her in an email, I sent back and I said, you know, we'll still Skype this afternoon and try to, you know, discuss, you know, what the options are or whatever. I said, but thank you for this opportunity. I said, you have definitely given me a big opportunity to work through.
Breathing.
Yeah, I am.
What's the word coming up? To work through what? Just breathe.
So,
what do you notice? Feeling rejected? Feeling judged?
Yeah, actually, judgment was probably one of the first thoughts that came to me when we heard, because I actually even said, how can they judge us? You know, I've talked to them for 45 minutes on the phone. I even asked them, do you have any questions? And they were like, no. And then they go to the website.
Okay, so breathe. And you had the thought, I'm being judged. What emotion comes up?
Sadness about the unfairness. And that's a lifelong thing, too.
So perhaps you have a goal for life to be fair, or for these people to be fair, that it would do you some good to cancel that and breathe into it and ask to be shown the hidden part of your mind that's actually creating that.
Right. It's fear of non-acceptance and not being good enough.
Okay, so that would be a different goal and a different thing to cancel. But if you stay with the sadness for a minute, and you cancel any goals around wanting things to be fair. What do you notice?
Oh, I see what you're saying. A reoccurring thing throughout my life, for sure.
So I ask people often to think back to the earliest time that pops up in an image about how old you were, one of the first times you can remember feeling this sadness about being judged and about life not being fair. And just breathe.
I can answer that one really quick because it's actually one that I've been working on since before the women's intensive. And I was probably about 4 years old. And I know that is also probably the point in time when I gave up being.
So breathe into
being
that.
Being wasn't enough.
Okay. And do you have an image of what was happening for you when you were four at that time? Where you were? What was happening?
Yeah, I was.
Who else was there?
I was sitting on the back steps at our home where we lived, and I was at first sitting by myself, and then my mom came and sat beside of me and tried to explain things to me, but in my small child's mind, I couldn't see it the way she was explaining it, and I felt like she loved my brother more than me. And I felt, you know, I wasn't treated fairly. And, I mean, I grew up all through my life feeling like I wasn't treated the same as he was treated. So I know it's a lifelong thing.
Okay, but we don't have to figure that out right now. We just have to sit with this memory and the energy you're holding around that memory and that belief and just invite Ruka to help you dismantle that energy and breathe. And see yourself as that four-year-old. And you might want to imagine yourself as this adult, mother, competent seminar presenter, wife and leader of a radio show, an internet show, just the way you are today, walking into that scene with that four-year-old. And walk over to that four-year-old and introduce yourself. And let her know that you're her all grown up. Not with any lectures, but just by trading enough energy and impressions and memories so there's no doubt in the four-year-old's mind that you're an adult and you're her and you made it. Can you get an image like that?
That's actually a good one to, and I can, yeah, I can see that.
All right. Now I want you to just gently, as the adult, ask the four-year-old, what do you need from me to feel better right now? And just take some breaths and spend some time with that visualization, knowing as the adult, you can make this be anything you want it to be. You can visualize being anywhere, doing anything with anyone. And gently repeat the question to your four-year-old self, what do you need from me to feel better right now? And just spend a few moments or minutes if you need giving that four-year-old what she needs that only you as the adult version of her can give her. And just keep the breath going and notice what happens.
Yeah, accepting of myself. And confidently knowing that it turns out okay.
So spend some time with her breathing and gently repeating that question, and then use the fact that this is your visualization and you can be anywhere with anyone, doing anything instantly, and create a visualization that helps give that four-year-old version of yourself exactly what she needs to feel better right now.
A hug.
So if you give her a hug and you spend some time with her, hugging her, asking her that question, notice what happens to the visualization, where you end up, where she wants to go. And what we're looking for is a picture. And the only qualification of the picture is that it be of the two of you, the adult Jeannie and the four-year-old Jeannie. And that anybody who looks at this picture will instantly know the four-year-old feels good about herself, the adult feels good about herself, and the two of them are thrilled to be together. And this picture can be anywhere, anytime doing anything, let me know if you can get a picture like that in your mind of the two of you together.
I don't know. I'm not getting anything specific right now except just being there.
So can you see yourself as the adult hugging the four-year-old?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And can you see yourself hugging the four-year-old back on that porch where the four-year-old was originally?
Yes, I can do that.
And if you see that picture and you took a snapshot of it, would people instantly know that these two are happy to be together and they're feeling really good about each other and themselves?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
All right. Then put a frame around it and tell me what color or colors are in the frame of that snapshot.
A light blue.
And when you think of that light blue color, what emotion do you feel coming up?
It's calm. It's like a blue sky. It's calm and clear. Clear is a good one, yeah.
Okay, so take that beautiful blue color and that fabulous picture of you hugging your four-year-old self on that porch and move that energy and that picture and that color from the top of your head down through every system in your body all the way down to your feet, and just breathe into it and imagine this healing energy soothing and relaxing, opening energy passageways, dissolving stress or tension, and integrating anything that's less than love as it moves through your system. And just breathe through that and do that exercise, you know, repeat it if necessary until it feels complete, but move that beautiful picture of the two of you hugging and that beautiful light blue color through every system in your body, from the top of your head down to your feet. And keep your breath going, and whenever you're done, take a nice deep breath and let us know how that was. Did you say something? Jeannie, are you there? Michelle, are you there?
Dr. Tim, I'm here. The host disconnected.
Okay, well, we're lucky we're still here then.
But there's a number here with a hand up, and maybe that's Michael, so let's just see, and if not, we will say hello to 954.
It is Michael, and Jeannie just lost her connection, so let me hand her the headset, Dr. Tim.
I'll just dial back in as host.
Okay. So I was breathing and I can't get this to work. He has a different kind of headset than I have, so I'm trying to get it adjusted here. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so I was talking and saying that, yeah, that felt good, and thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome, and of course, you may have a whole bunch of different worksheets to do, but if you start by nurturing that part of yourself that was so upset about things not being fair when you were four,
right.
I think it opens an energy passage for you to be more accepting of things not being fair as an adult and realizing that it isn't about you and that nothing can touch your true nature as the essence of love, and that will give you a much better space to look at the world through.
Absolutely.
So then the last thing to do would be to take a breath or two and think about how it feels right now to understand that these other presenters have bowed out of their commitment and made some reference to the idea, the insane idea that it was your fault that they chose to break their commitment.
Right.
And just notice how that feels to look at that now. Did we lose him again? Michelle?
Are you looking for me, Dr. Tim?
Yeah, anybody. It just went dead again.
I'm here. We're
yeah,
just,
I'm back on,
phones
too.
Around, so our apology.
No problem.
Yep, we're back on. And, yes, I agree. There's many more words you can put there, I'm sure.
And the question was just, when you take a breath and look at the same situation now, does it look the same or has it shifted in perspective for you?
Yeah, it has shifted. And I think that's a fault for you. Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
My signal on my phone for some reason just keeps coming and going, but it has definitely shifted and I can see you know, that the other ladies definitely have some issues to work through, too. And I just stay in the connected space, and we'll just see how it unfolds this afternoon.
Okay, and it'd probably be easier to do your worksheets having cleared some of that intensity away.
I agree. I agree with that.
So, questions, comments? You want to throw it back to Michelle and see if anybody has their hand up? How do you want to proceed? How are you feeling, Jeannie?
I think that we put out a powerful introduction for me anyway, so let's see if anybody else has a question about or a comment about what was being said. And, Michelle, that includes you too, hon.
Thanks, Jeannie. My thoughts as you work through this piece with Dr. Tim, when you first started sharing, it reminded me very much of what happened in late August when you thought some people were laughing about your use of the word Yahweh. And you processed that in the Laws of Living Intensive in front of the group there. And I just want to remind you of that because it seemed like it was just another cut, because when you talked about your experience that came up for you in that situation, I think you were around 12 years old. And then today when you were talking about it, you went back to a situation where you were 4 years old. So the way I saw that was that you were just going deeper kind of on your theme because you were going further back in your lifeline.
Oh, that's a good point. Thanks, Michelle. Yeah, I agree. That makes sense.
And the other thing, I've got several people in the chat room, and Dancing Rose, that's Nene, she says, lovely experience, Dr. Tim. I always learn something from the show. And there's another person, Texas Pearl, beautiful experience. Thank you for sharing to help us all grow from your experience. Love to you all. And then, and I agree, this last comment Nene put, we can hear the difference in your voice. Very nice, Jeannie. So I think people are holding a space of love for you today, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And then on the switchboard, we've got someone with their hand up. So let's check in with area code 541 and then see who we've got and where they're from. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Jeannie, Michael, Dr. Tim. This is Julie from Ashland, Oregon.
Hey, Julie.
That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful. And I would like to give you some confirmations here that I got while listening to you all interacting. Basically, and I took some notes, but I think I'm going to read what I got, that these people who have rejected your mission statement, Jeannie, your statement of purpose, and therefore it felt a little like you personally. Basically, these people, even though they look like they're doing spiritual work, and I'm not judging, I'm just simply stating that they still are carrying old constructs in their minds. And anything unlike love must fall away for the work that we're doing. And this is a real confirmation that you are holding a huge space of love because you're wholly committed to the work. And so the work, which is being done by Rupa Dikucha through all of us, is underway and cannot be utilized by these old conditionings and the old fearful approaches to things. So they have fears that came up, and they saw you as a threat. And anyway, what I want to say here is I sense your empowerment because of your commitment to go forward and do something entirely new. That's what we're here to do, is to create something entirely new and wholeheartedly and in its entirety. So keep trusting that like you always do, because it always comes to that. And hallelujah. You know, Rex is doing it when he faces those uncomfortable times, and he's already in front of everybody, and he's got to scramble and make sure he's lined up and unified with the truth. And it's our love of truth that carries us through. So thank you for loving yourself, and thank you, Dr. Kim, for your loving, directing guidance today. And I'm so sure that we all benefited so much from this. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's good input, Julie, and I appreciate the support. And that was great. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it's the energy of the one will. Our willingness is really unified more than we realize. So I'll move on, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Michelle, do we have anybody else or anyone in the chat room?
Nobody has got their hand up right now. And in the chat room, it was funny, Peace just showed up, and I said, hey, were you listening before now? And Peace said, no, what did I miss? I'm like, oh, you need to go to the archives. It's going to be one of those broadcasts that has so much richness in it that I think it will be one to go back to and listen to again.
Oh, well, thank you. And Peace, I'm so thankful that you're always there. You're very, you don't say a whole lot as far as calling in, but you're always there in the chat room and popping in information, and especially on those days when I'm multitasking or doing something and I'm not in there very much, you keep conversation going very well. And we thank you for your support. You've been there with us for a long time.
Peace sent a smiley face icon.
Awesome. So our calling number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue. And what we've been talking about and what I just processed and went through, and I still have work to do around it, that's not the end of it for sure. But it's how do you go inside and change what's going on inside of you, which then changes the reality, what you see outside of you. And it does work, and it totally changes. And we're still doing our work. We're still in process. And so if you have any questions about that or how it works or if you want to know more, if you have a question, please push 1. We'd love to hear from you, because then that makes this your show as well as our show. And so anybody have a question? Michael has just gone in to take some packages into the post office, and so he's left me on my own again.
Jeannie, you're doing a great job. You're host, you are co-host, and you are participant all in one. I'm just thinking, you've got it all, babe. You know, the epitome of a modern-day woman. You've got it all. So, Peace came back and said, I'm glad to see how truth reveals itself through the events we live and how things that used to be not fixed become fixed automatically. And what he's referring to is things of the heart. And he noticed the shift, too, I guess, as that he's experienced. And Richard from Ithaca put his hand up. So let's say good afternoon to him. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how is everybody?
Hi, Richard. Doing good. Glad to have you with us.
Well, I just wanted to comment that while Dr. Kim was walking me through the imagery with the little child, I was doing the same thing with the situation for myself. So I just wanted to share that, affirm that it is going to be a powerful show that people can use to change things in their own lives, dealing with the situation from something from childhood. So I just wanted to affirm that I was going through the process myself. So I appreciate the event. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you. So anybody else? Our website is www.whyagain, it's whyagain.org. There is lots and lots of information out there about what we're about, what we're doing. And the biggest thing is, you know, to get more and more people willing to stand in the space, to be who they really are, to do the work of forgiveness so that we reach critical mass, so that the whole planet changes. And so everyone that is willing to take up and, you know, step up and do their own work is one more voice and one more step. Michelle, that makes me think, too, we talked the other day, you know, the group with Dr. Tim and Rex and different ones that were going to 5 minutes before the show every day, set an alarm that we get connected and in a space, just holding the space, and the thought being that there is a group of people all at one time simultaneously holding the space and working towards that critical mass. And you said the other day that you hope to be able to stop the Laws of Living class in the jailhouse and to get the prisoners to do that. Were you able to do that?
Well, you know, what's so ironic about that is Rex was explaining it to the group, and, you know, when Rex starts lecturing, he's just in a zone, and I pretty much am managing the time. And so when I saw that, you know, this was the idea, I'm like, oh, you know, I'll surprise him, and I'll stop the lecture, and then we can do it with the men. And during the explanation piece of it, one of the gentlemen raised his hand and said, you know, I get it, I'm with you, you know what, I think we should participate with you, let's do it today, you know, at 12:55. And, you know, I didn't say anything until later on in the afternoon we got back in the car. I'm like, okay, look what I sent Jeannie yesterday. The kind of the mind energy that we all share, there is that resonance. And you know, I don't know if I predicted it or I created it, but it happened without any effort on my part. So I was tickled by that, to be honest with you.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there with like a cheese-eaten grin while we hold the space. So it's I think it really makes a lot of sense. And he shared the sweet potato story with them, and they really enjoyed that. So you know, Magda, Magda had her hand up, and then now she's disappeared. So, but we've got a couple other people who want to share. Oh, Magda's back, so let me catch her. We've got about 15 minutes left, and we've got a couple other callers with their hand up. So let's see if we can get to everybody.
Okay.
So they see Brad and Cindy are calling in, too. So, hey, Magda.
Awesome.
Hi, everyone. I know you have other callers, so I will make this as succinct as possible. Jeannie, Dr. Tim, fantastic, awesome work. And Jeannie, I just want to tell you how much I and everyone else, I'm sure, appreciates that you allow yourself to be so real and share your deep, deep work on this program. So that's my appreciation, and I think that it would be so wonderful to round up this whole show, this whole intense show, with, if you're willing, would be for Dr. Tim to guide you through doing a worksheet to kind of finish up at least one of those challenges that you came in contact with as you were going through the visualizations. Because the worksheet will exemplify for people how certain things can be released and canceled through this process. So I don't know if you feel up to it or if you're willing to do that, but I would love to hear it if you are. So I will leave it at that, okay?
Well, thank you. I think we're a little short on time to do it today, but I'll put it in a nutshell that in walking through the visualization, that looking at the event was these women backing out of the intensive, and what I felt was, you know, the sadness, and the thought behind the sadness was, and this is, if you're looking at a worksheet, I'm going down through it, you know, step one, step two, and the worksheets are on the website. You can download them for free, and then you can follow back through it, but you can see then where the goal that I held and canceling the goal. So he walked it through the worksheet, actually doing it as a visualization, but I think that was pretty powerful. And maybe, you know, we can do that then another day. I know while it's in your face, it's better, but we're short on time. So what do you think, Dr. Tim, or should we go ahead and get the other two callers in, I think?
No, I think we should go ahead for the other callers, but just mention that I was basically doing the worksheet.
Yeah,
I asked you to think about what event and then what you were aware of feeling and the thought that might be generating that, and then the goal you would have would be to be treated fairly or have the world be fair, and then we canceled the goal and asked you to go inside and just ask for the hidden part of your mind to be shown to you so you could see the part of your mind that was actually creating your sadness, and that's when you got to the four-year-old. And we just added some other little visualization integration work that I know how to do, and then we asked you to come back and think about, the only thing we didn't do in the worksheet process really is to ask to be shown how you have violated that goal for things to be fair, and then to put a loving, positive goal in place, which you can do on your own after this. But then that's an excellent idea, Magda, and it might help, you know, if we had more time next time, we'll do something like that to just map it out more directly. But
well,
I tried to follow the actual process.
That really helped me to put all of that in. I got so deeply into the visualization that I lost track of where you were in the worksheet process. So thank you for that review. Okay, I'll let you get to your other callers. Thank you.
Thanks Magda. I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Magda, when you label that show today, I think we need to put a label because it's like classic, like a classic show. I, like Richard said, I follow the visualization too, and I was getting in touch with a lot of emotions. So I think it's definitely something I'll go back to. So Brad and Cindy in Colorado, hello.
Hello. I just was really brought into an insight that I've recently have had through listening to the visualization and Jeannie's processing. When I first started doing all the worksheets, it's like everything was isolated. There were all these little isolated incidents. And having done this now for 2 years, it suddenly clicked into place that almost all of the goals, even though my mind can get distracted on what the goal is, almost all the goals boil down to one for me. And I think it's very typical of many females, especially, is that we try so hard to give love, to put love out there. And it's when, for me, the biggest hurt comes when that love is not returned and it's not understood for what it is. For some reason, that's the biggest hurt that I have. And it's continuing. Almost every worksheet I do goes down to that one goal. And for some reason, that is the biggest hurt. And I think that is universal for us, but I think it's especially true for women, for females, because we are like Lucretia. We're the feminine force that wants to make things better, that wants to soften the hardness in the world. And when it feels like someone is rejecting that and shaming us, that's just huge. And so I've recently started a list. I've gone back through the major problems in my life, the major hurts that I've carried with me, and they all fit that same goal. And it just recently occurred to me that I was redoing this over and over and over and over again in all the little worksheet incidences that my mind picks up on. And I think that is where Jeannie's at too.
Okay, so do you understand now from having seen that pattern what a powerful worksheet would be for you focused on that goal and the need to cancel that goal?
I have a hard time figuring out to put in 1A other than me.
All right, so to begin with, you said you have this goal to be like Ruka and extend love and have it returned.
Yes.
That would be the goal you need to cancel.
Okay.
So you might use yourself, or you might use this goal in 1A, or you might use anyone in recent memory who you believe has refused to return the love that you think you're sending.
Yes.
And what happened is, you know, the second part of the worksheet is, to your mind, what happened, and you can spell that out by saying, well, what happened was this person or this situation did not return the love that I extended.
Yes.
And then you can say, my mind tells me that this is making me feel, and what's the emotion you feel?
Grief.
Grief. And then you can say, what is the thought I'm using to generate this grief? Deep
that
sadness.
That it's coming from outside of me.
What is?
That my upset is being caused by something someone is doing out there.
Okay, but specifically, what is the thought you're using to generate the deep sadness or grief that you feel when you believe people outside of you are not returning your love adequately?
Just grief that they cannot love.
Okay,
they
so the thought is other people cannot love the way I do.
Right.
So that would be the thought you use.
Yes.
To generate your grief.
Yes.
All right, and then you would move down to the punishment thought and be specific about that. And then the goal you would have would be the goal for other people to be able to love as deeply and perfectly as you do.
Yeah. Which I can't control.
Which is a very good loving goal. And the world would probably be a better place if that goal were reached.
Right.
But you're using that goal to either create pain in your life and this deep grief, or you're using it, your mind is using it, to hide from you the actual part of your mind that's creating the grief. So when you cancel that goal for other people to be able to love as perfectly or fully as you do, and ask Ruka or your higher power or God or spirit or light to show you the hidden part of your mind that's actually creating your grief, then you'll be on your way to a productive worksheet.
Okay.
Tim, I'd like to chime in here.
Go right ahead.
Michael, I finally found my way.
About and, 3.5 minutes.
Two things. One is you used the word shame in there, and you used it in a way of they shame me. So there's another worksheet to do around being shamed and, you know, using they, whoever they are. And, you know, there may be many different shades of they. It might have been mom. It might have been dad. It might have been priest, minister, rabbi. Might have been friend. You know, each of those would be a productive worksheet to do around all those objects of attention that you've ever felt shamed you, and recognize that you have shame in you. Nobody can shame you, but certainly they can bring your shame up. And so when you speak in terms of denial, they shame me, then you hide the part of your mind that needs to be healed with the shame. And then the deeper part, I think, of this worksheet, you know, remember we've talked about it over and over, it's all done with smoke and mirrors. And if you listen to the codependence, I don't know whether you've got any of the DVDs, but the DVD on codependence to interdependence, we talk about the point at which, you know, we come in all the same, the awesome active presence of love. We start buying messages from our power person. I'm wrong, I'm bad, I'm shameful, I shouldn't, I should, I could, I should have been able to, blah, 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 and on and on. We buy those messages, and we take those messages into the mind until they coagulate, as it were, into an image of self. I am all these aberrant thoughts, especially from my power person. And because it's perceived as survival, this is something we explained in that workshop, because it's perceived as survival by the being, by who you are, there comes a point where we give up who we are as the presence of love. And that, in my experience, is the moment of the deepest grief, the deepest pain, the deepest trauma anyone will ever experience. And this is a projection of that moment. And so this is an opportunity I'd offer for you to go back and clean up the moment at which you gave up your direct physiological connection to love as a human being and bought into this picture in your mind of woman and how inadequate and et cetera, et cetera. And then just quickly, because we're running out and we could carry this conversation tomorrow if you'd like, there's an awesome film out there called Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. And you know what? Men have precisely the same issue. This film does a great job of portraying it and the moment at which we give up.
Time's up.
And time's up.
All right, thank you.
So I apologize. Time's up. We'll pick it up on that note tomorrow. Thanks for the call. Blessings. Dr. Tim, awesome work.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.
Evolving continuously.